Let us turn our Bibles to Psalm 138. Psalm 138, verse 2 reads, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. We thank the Lord for True Life Bible Presbyterian Church. And this is our third anniversary. And the pastor and founder of True Life BP Church is none other than the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh. Reverend Toh is also the founder of the Bible Presbyterian Movement in Southeast Asia. He was converted in the ministry of John Sung in the days of that great revival, the Singapore Pentecost. And in obedience to his mother's vow, he entered into full-time Christian ministry. And the Lord sent him to the United States to study at Faith Theological Seminary. And at Faith Theological Seminary, he caught the 20th century Reformation spirit from the Dr. Carl McIntyre. To earnestly contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. To stand for the Word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, in 1950, he founded the Live Bible Presbyterian Church, the mother of all Bible Presbyterian churches. And he has served faithfully in that church for 53 years. And because we took a separatist stand against modernism and liberalism, against the World Council of Churches, and because we fulfill the Great Commission of missions and evangelism to honor the name of the Lord and to defend His word, the Lord has blessed the Bible Presbyterian movement greatly. He not only founded Live BP Church in 1950, in 1962, he founded the Far Eastern Bible College. And in 2003, he founded True Life Bible Presbyterian Church to declare and to defend the forever infallible and inerrant words of the Holy Scriptures. That the Bible is not only 100% inspired, it is also 100% preserved, that today we have a perfect Bible without any mistake, and we can boldly declare, thus saith the Lord, it is written. It is reported in the weekly that our pastor is hospitalized, and he is still in hospital. The doctors have not discharged him yet, but we are thankful that he is with us this morning, not in spirit only, but also in body. He is physically present with us this morning. I don't think anything can stop him from worshiping the Lord in his house this morning. The doctors gave him hospital leave to come to church. He is sitting right there behind as usual. You may greet him afterwards. And surely we are encouraged by his presence. And surely the Lord has heard our prayers. But he has to report back to the hospital in the afternoon. So continue to pray for him. And I believe the Lord will hear our prayers and bless him with long life, good health and strength to serve him. Why are we True Life Bible Presbyterian Church? It is for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 138, verse 2, we are told that God has magnified His Word above all His name. God has magnified His Word above all His name. What a most revealing statement of who God is and what He is and what His Word means to Him and what His name means to Him and what it should mean to us today. What is God's name? Moses asked the same question in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. What does his name tell us? When the Lord said, I am that I am, what does that mean? Well, his name tells us that he is the living and true God, who is eternal, who is always existing, who is forever living, all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-powerful. Do we know this God? Is this God your God? Psalm 46, verse 10 tells us, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. And I will be exalted in the earth. Who is this God? This God is none other than the Judeo-Christian God that we find in the Holy Scriptures, in the Bible, in the Judeo-Christian Bible. In the Old Testament, and in the New Testament that God has given to us today. In the Old Testament, we find that the God of Israel is known by the following Hebrew names. And his names are very revealing and tells us a whole lot about who he is and what he is. For example, the Lord our God in the Old Testament is known as Adonai Yireh. The Lord who sees and provides, Genesis 22, verse 14. Adonai Rofeka, I am the Lord that healeth thee, Exodus 15, 26. Adonai Nisi, the Lord my banner, Exodus 17, verse 15. Adonai Mekadishkem, I am the Lord that sanctifieth thee, Exodus 31, verse 13. Adonai Shalom, the Lord is our peace, Judges 6, 24. Adonai Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3. Adonai Roi, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23, verse 1. Adonai Osenu, the Lord our Maker, Psalm 95, verse 6. Adonai Shama, the Lord is there, Ezekiel 48, 35. Adonai Tikenu, the Lord our Righteousness. El Elyon, the Most High God. El Olam, the Everlasting God. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. All these names of God instill in us great confidence in Him, the only living and true God. And that's why Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. It comforts us to know that this living and true God who created heaven and earth is our God. and our Savior, and we can find refuge in Him. The names of God also tell us who He is and what He is. And if you ask the question, what is God? The most excellent answer in the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Answer to question number 4 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism has this to say concerning what is God. What is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal and unchangeable, in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness and truth. I think you need to memorize this definition and description of what is God from the Shorter Catechism, so that you may have a ready answer to those who ask you, what is God? Can you describe your God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And when we consider who God is and what He is, we can only cry out and say, how great Thou art! How great Thou art! But there's more to His name. The Old Testament prophesied the coming of the virgin-born Son of God, whose name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. These are the names of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who had come to save us from our sins. And the Lord Jesus Christ is none other than God Himself. Like God the Father, God the Son existed even before the world began. For He said, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus declares that He is the I am that I am. He is the I am of the Old Testament, the I am that created the whole universe, the I am that has no beginning and no ending. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And in the New Testament, when Jesus was on earth, He revealed to us clearly who the Lord God is, Jehovah. And there are 7 I am statements that Jesus made that tells us what a perfect God and what a perfect Savior He is. Do you know the 7 I ams of the Lord Jesus Christ? They're all found in the Gospel of John. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. And all these names of the Lord Jesus Christ are names of salvation. He is our Savior. And He is the only Savior and the only perfect Savior of the world. Are you looking for salvation? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want your sins to be forgiven? Do you want to have all the answers to the deep questions of life? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where I'll be going? What is the meaning of life? All these questions are answered by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you believe on Him, you will have perfect salvation, abundant life, eternal life in Him. And the 7 I am statements tell us of how perfect His salvation is. The number 7 is the number of God. Jesus is God Himself. And He gives us perfect salvation because He is our perfect Savior. And that's why in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, we are told, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only one name, only one Savior, only one way to heaven. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only name. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Do you know this name? Have you believed on this name? And if you have not yet believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I plead with you, believe on Him today. Be born again. And I'm not just addressing those who have not yet believed. I'm also speaking to those who profess to believe. Make sure you not only profess the Lord Jesus Christ, you also possess Him truly. And you are born again. There may be those who say they are Christian, but still in unbelief, not born again yet. Are you such a one? We must examine our hearts, dear friends. Have you denied yourself? Have you taken up your cross? Are you following Jesus Christ 100%? You cannot serve God and mammon. You must give absolute loyalty and allegiance. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your being. Or else, Jesus says, you are unworthy of Him. Have we believed? May we check ourselves and be sure that we are truly believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no salvation except through the name of Christ. So you see how powerful, how great, how exalted the name of God is, even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But how about His word? Thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. God's word is all that God's name is and more. If God is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so is His word, so are His words. As Christ, the living word, is 100% God and 100% man in one person, our perfect Savior, so is the written word, 100% inspired and 100% preserved in one book, our perfect Scripture. And look at these wonderful verses which describe for us what the Word of God is. In Psalm 12, 6-7, we are told, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Again, seven is the number of perfection. How pure, how perfect is God's word? Perfectly pure and perfect. And thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them. All of His words that He had breathed out, God has promised to preserve unto all generations. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Matthew 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Not one iota of the Holy Scriptures will ever disappear. God will preserve even His words to the last letter, to the last iota. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, and Luke 21:33. And John 10:35 tells us the scripture cannot be broken. Scripture cannot be broken. And his word is the evidence of all that his name means and represents. If his word be false and deceptive, fallible and errant, containing mistakes, then his name would mean nothing and would be worthless. For if the word of God is not infallible and inerrant, perfect and altogether true, then how can the God of the word be believed and be trusted? He cannot. And it is no wonder that God finds it so necessary to exalt his word above his name. If God's name is important, God's word is more important. If his name is perfect, his word is more perfect. You know, it might interest you to know that the Muslims have a very high regard for their Quran. Let me quote from a Malaysian newspaper, the Sunday Star, which on September the 24th, just last week, published an article about how Muslims view their Quran. And I quote from this newspaper article from the Sunday Star. It says this: the way a Muslim approaches his faith is that he believes that every word of the Holy Quran is the word of Allah, and every word of revelation to the Holy Prophet more than 1,400 years ago has been preserved without any change to the original text, unquote. Question I want to ask is this: can this be said of every Christian? Can we say this about our Bible? Does every Christian believe that every word of the Holy Bible is the word of God, and every word of revelation by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior of the world, the only true God, and there's no other, that every word of revelation by the Lord Jesus Christ more than 1,900 years ago has been preserved without any change to the original text? Are we as Christians able to affirm this and say amen to the 100% perfect preservation of the scriptures? You know, it is sad and tragic that many Christians cannot believe and cannot declare this. Many Christians are ashamed of the word of God that is in their hands today. They say the Bible is only perfect in the past, infallible, inerrant, but no longer infallible, inerrant today. That is the lie of the devil. Yea, hath God said. They don't believe that the Bible is preserved, or perfectly preserved. How can we say we believe that there is only one Savior in the world, and the Lord God of our Bible is the true God, and yet not believe in this word, this very word that tells us that He is true and the only Savior? How we undermine the very foundation of our faith, dear friends, if we deny the present perfection of the Holy Scriptures. Does it make sense, dear friends, to promote God's name on one hand, but demote His word on the other? There's a crisis in Christendom today, and I pray that you may apply the logic of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Please do not trust in the word of any man, but only the infallible and inerrant words of God in the scriptures. And the Bible clearly and unequivocally declares, the law of the Lord is perfect, and it is written, not that it was written, it remains written, it is written, and will forever be written. Because God had not only inspired His words, but also preserved His words to the last iota. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall in no wise pass. The scriptures cannot be broken. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Let us not undermine the foundations of our faith, the living word, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and His written word, the Holy Scriptures. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11 verse 3. So at True Life, BP Church, and that is the reason for our existence, to defend and to declare without apology that the Bible is 100% perfect without any mistake today. And in our Constitution, we defend the name of God and His Word. We defend that the name of our God is indeed perfect, and His Word is even more perfect. And so in Article 4.2.1 of our Constitution, we declare, we believe in the divine verbal plenary inspiration, that is the autographs, and verbal plenary preservation of the scriptures in the apographs, in the original languages, their consequent infallibility and inerrancy, and as the perfect word of God, the supreme and final authority in faith and life. We believe the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament, underlying the authorized King James Version, to be the very Word of God, infallible and inerrant. If you ask, where is the infallible, inerrant scriptures? It is in all the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek words the Lord had originally breathed out and preserved throughout the ages, which we have today in the Hebrew Old Testament, in the Greek New Testament, behind the Reformation Bibles, best represented by the authorized version. And then we uphold the authorized King James Version to be the Word of God, the best, most faithful, most accurate, most beautiful translation of the Bible in the English language, and do employ it alone as our primary scriptural text in the public reading, preaching, and teaching of the English Bible. We do not deny that the Bible has to be translated into other languages. We thank the Lord for other language Bibles, that the peoples of the world and the nations might know who the living and true God is. But insofar as the English Bible is concerned, we thank God for the Reformation and how from the days of the great Protestant Reformation, God has given to us such a faithful translation in the English language, which is the King James Bible. And it's such a faithful translation and such a faithful Bible because it is based, it is rooted in the forever infallible and inerrant Hebrew Aramaic words that God had inspired and preserved throughout the ages. So we know what God is, and we know what the Bible is. Do you know what the Bible is? What is God? I hope you are able to answer that question. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable, and so forth. But what is the Bible? Do you have a ready answer if someone were to ask you the question, what is the Bible? I think Dean Bergen's statement on the Bible is the best description and definition of the Bible. Dean John William Bergen of Oxford, answering the question, what is the Bible, said this, The Bible is none other than the voice of Him that sitteth upon the throne. Every book of it, every chapter of it, every verse of it, every word of it, every syllable of it, every letter of it is the direct utterance of the Most High. The Bible is none other than the Word of God, not some part of it more, some part of it less, but all alike the utterance of Him that sitteth upon the throne, faultless, unerring, supreme. Is the above declaration, is this declaration of the perfection of the Bible to the last syllable and letter an overstatement? Yes, it is. It is an overstatement. But can the Word of God be ever overstated? No, it cannot. God Himself has magnified His Word above His name. If God's name is perfect, then His Word is doubly perfect. Past perfect, present perfect, even thrice perfect, three times perfect. Past perfect, present perfect, future perfect. It is always and forever perfect. And we know where His words are. And we can appeal to all these words as our final, sole, and supreme authority. And we can live by His every word today. That is the wonder and the beauty of, and the preciousness of the doctrine of the 100% preservation of the Scriptures, which is taught and given to us in God's Word itself. So a Christian can never be too extreme in his view of God's Word. Peter himself, the Apostle Peter, described God's Word not only as a sure Word, but in 2 Peter 1:19, Peter describes the Word of God as a more sure Word. Not just a sure Word, but a more sure Word. So what is God and what is the Bible? So I'm going to apply my sermon this morning by giving you a homework. Before the day ends today, memorize the definition, the answer to question 4 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. What is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And then what is the Bible? The Bible is none other than the voice of Him that sitteth upon the throne. Every book, every chapter, every verse, every word, every syllable, every letter is the direct utterance of the Most High. The Bible is none other than the Word of God, not some part of it more, some part of it less, but all alike the utterance of Him that sitteth upon the throne, faultless, unerring, supreme. And this is an oath that all the lecturers and all the directors of the Far Eastern Bible College would swear by at every annual convocation. So the words are in your weekly. Memorize them. Will you do this for the Lord? To strengthen your own faith in His forever infallible inerrant Word? Oh, what a wonderful God that we have. How precious His name. How great His name, how exalted His name, but how wonderful the Word of God is also, how precious, how perfect, even more exalted, more magnified, more perfect. For Thou hast magnified Thy Word above all Thy name. To God be the glory, and to His name be all glory and honor. To God be the glory and honor alone. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, how we thank Thee that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. How important and how precious the name of Jesus is. But how important and precious Thy words are also, the words of life. That that have given to us true life in Christ. And for this reason, we thank Thee that You have led our pastor, found True Life BP Church, to declare the words of life, that we might have true life in Christ, Thy words which are inspired and preserved, and how You have helped us to understand and to know Thy truth, so that Thy truth has set us free. So help us to live by faith. For the just shall live by faith. From faith to faith, the just shall live by faith. And our faith is true. It is real because it is based on Scripture, on the truth. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Thy word is truth. Thank Thee, Lord, for all this. And we want to magnify Thy word above Thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.